Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Do you sometimes feel like you don't deserve to be a leader or maybe business owner if that's what your role is? You feel maybe that sometimes someone else has got to be more capable than me at handling situation A, B, C, or X, Y, Z? This can be imposter syndrome, and it is very common among everybody, including leaders and business owners. As leaders, if we don't address it, it can actually start to hold us back from making those decisions with good confidence or taking those necessary risks that leaders do need to take. And even from growing on our leadership journey, it can hold us back as leaders, which in turn will start to filter down to perhaps our team or the organization. Just for a bit more clarity here, some thoughts, symptoms, or signs of imposter syndrome. Of course, these aren't all of them, but just a few just to help you understand if you're not too sure what it is. Almost like feeling you're a fraud, even when you have all the experiences behind you. It could be downplaying achievements that you've done or things just as luck or timing. You know, someone says congratulations and you just say, oh, it was just luck this time. It could be fear of being exposed or people seeing you as not being good enough in your role. Or it could even be overworking because you're self-doubting yourself all the time. And so you're compensating by overworking and putting in way too many hours. So leadership does come with uncertainties and a lot of responsibilities. And so a lot of leaders will compare to themselves to others either in their organization or in their network or in the industry who seem a lot more experienced. And a lot of high achievers will set realistic expectations for themselves. So if you feel that you set your expectations really high, that might be one of the other reasons why imposter syndrome comes in. And also don't forget that sometimes leaders, well, we all do face constant feedback, whether that's good or bad, which can make us question our abilities. It might be that a customer was really upset with the quality of a product, so we question our abilities to lead our quality team, for example. I want to share just a few tips today that can help you with imposter syndrome. First of all, remember, everybody does get some sort of imposter syndrome at some point. We have to recognize that the imposter syndrome is actually not reality. It is a self-doubt that creeps in. So when that happens, ask yourself this question. What evidence do I have that I'm not good enough or that I'm unqualified or that luck was what made it happen? Challenge your negative thoughts with some facts. The evidence is the key word here. What evidence do you have that says you are not qualified? I want you also, from time to time, and when you need it, remember what those wonderful successes were. You know, what were those wins that you've had? What was that great feedback you had? Put the negative feedback aside and look at what was that good stuff. And all those accomplishments that you've had over your career as a leader. Reviewing these sometimes or periodically can help us reinforce the facts of truth that we are capable and we got here for a reason. The next one is, and you may be not surprised, or maybe you are about this, but most people feel this way. And so one of the greatest ways to deal with it is to talk about it. Sharing your leadership experiences and your imposter syndromes with myself as your coach, talking to your peers, or perhaps you have a mentorship program in your organization that can help you realize that these thoughts and feelings are not needed. They're not real. So let's work on how we can boost ourselves up as a leader and remember what the facts are. We also then can take that and we can focus on learning and growth rather than being perfect, because really nobody is perfect. We can always grow. So instead of thinking something like, you know, I should already know this stuff, try thinking about how can I close this learning gap? That changes our mind to think differently and puts the imposter a little bit quieter in the back of our mind. I also want you to do something. I want you to act with confidence, even if you don't feel it. Show confidence outwardly, even if you're not 100% feeling the confidence yet. Confidence does come from showing up and making decisions and reminding yourself things like not all leaders or business owners actually know everything, and we don't have all everything figured out, and it's okay. Remember, you're not alone when it comes to imposter syndrome and when that sparks up, and it will at some point if you don't really feel like you have felt that yet. You are a leader or a business owner for a reason. And when we recognize that that imposter is taking over for us, we can actually look at that and remind ourselves we're capable. We can build our skills. We can do things like talking to others and just reminding ourselves why we are a leader. All leaders need to continually develop. So remind yourself that you too can grow, learn, and move forward as that awesome leader, even when imposter syndrome sparks up. Taking those small steps can shift your mindset. And if you found this helpful, of course, please share it with somebody else who might need it. It's really important that we remind ourselves as leaders and business owners that most of the imposter syndrome is really not a reality. And we really do need to challenge that with the facts of how do we get where we are today? What can we learn to move forward? And how can we build our team and organization? That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building stronger, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on coaching programs and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.